Our GeoQuiz today takes us to a South American city. Visitors here can now take a rather unconventional tour. It follows in the footsteps of the infamous Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar. Colombian police pursued Escobar for years. They finally hunted him down in 1993. He was shot to death on a rooftop. That's on the tour, as is much more. Escobar's brutal cocaine trafficking business once defined this city to the outside world. Well, since then, people have moved on. Colombia's second largest city is now better known for its vibrant fashion industry. What's the name of this place? We're going to have the answer and hear more about Pablo Escobar's history tour just after the next break. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The late Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar was a ruthless gangster, but also he was a hero to some in his hometown of Medellin, Colombia. You can now take an Escobar-themed tour of Medellin, and Medellin is the answer to our GeoQuiz. It's run by a company called Sea Colombia Travel. In Bogota now is Marcela Mariscal, who's the manager there. Marcela, start off by giving us your pitch line for the tour.
Okay, our pitch line is Pablo Escobar is history. We're not trying to show his life. We're not glorifying him at all. What we're trying to do is to show that it is, in fact, part of our history. So people get picked up at the hotel, taken to visit one of his hideouts in Medellin, then get to talk to his brother. You'll be able to see some of his cars and pictures and some interesting things. And then you get taken to the house where he was killed and finally to his grave. But it's not a walking tour. It's in a private car.
You know, it's hard to believe, though. I mean, I know you say that you're not glorifying Escobar, either Pablo or his brother, who is his accountant and served time in prison. You know, but it does sound like paying homage to them.
I totally understand your point of view. I'm Colombian myself. My family is from Medellin. I lived here when the violence was at its worst time. And I tell you the truth, when we were deciding about this tour, I had butterflies in my stomach because it's a touchy subject. But I also realized that it's living proof that crime doesn't pay.
It's paying his brother. I mean, presumably he's getting something for this.
It's not at all. All the profits that come from the tour go to a foundation that helps HIV sufferers in Medellin. I'm just trying to be really clear that I'm not glorifying. I'm not helping the Escobar family. I just, what you see in the tour is you realize that the Escobar family does not, well, Pablo's brother has no money because the government took everything from them. And there is so much more to see in Colombia. We're not promoting the Pablo Escobar tour as Colombia. We want to put this into context. We want to show, you know, beautiful Tayrona, amazing Cartagena. You'll see that Pablo Escobar is just a very little part of what we offer. We have over 37 tours offering Colombia. What we're trying to say, and I want to be emphatic in this, is that that is gone, is in the past.
But it's hard, one would think, to focus on Escobar and also try to convey the beauty of the place at the same time when you're looking at the workplace of the man who brought on such violence, for instance, drug addiction to countries and communities.
Let me just rephrase that. He did that. That's all done and gone, is in the past. Medellin is so much more. It's got nothing to do what he did in the past to what it's available now. Medellin now is the second largest city in Colombia. It's very progressive. It has the perfect weather all year round.
Marcela Mariscal manages Sea Colombia Travel, which features the Escobar is History tour. Nice to speak with you.
And to you. Thank you very much.